98.3 FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley squared off on CNN in the final debate ahead of the Iowa caucuses. A major topic, the man who was not there, the Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. DeSantis highlighted Trump's legal battles.
Donald Trump's going to lose that appeal. He's going to end up going to trial in front of a stacked left-wing D.C. jury of all Democrats. What are the odds that he's going to get through that? And that's even talking about the validity of the charges.
Closing argument set for today in the civil fraud trial in New York against Trump's businesses. The UN's International Court of Justice hearing arguments in a case filed by South Africa that accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel will present its defense tomorrow. A 66-year-old man was killed and three others were hurt in an avalanche at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort in California. This is ABC News. Some major changes on football sidelines.
Was that a good game or what?
One of the greatest college football coaches of all time, Alabama's Nick Saban, is retiring after 17 seasons in charge. He won a total of 7 national championships, 6 with the Crimson Tide. Also out, Seattle Seahawks head coach Pete Carroll. He's stepping away from coaching duties after 14 years. He's one of the few coaches to win both a Super Bowl and a college football national championship. New federal money's on the way to make it easier to charge electric vehicles.
The Transportation Department is awarding $623 million to states to build charging stations and other new infrastructure to support electric vehicles. Officials say much of the focus will be on building chargers in rural and lower-income communities, including local libraries. White House officials tell reporters that since President Biden took office 3 years ago, the number of electric vehicle models available to consumers has doubled. Ann Flaherty, ABC News, Washington.
Brian Clark, ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. State health officials are urging pregnant women to get vaccinated after 580 children in Wisconsin age 2 and younger have landed in the hospital with RSV. 3 of them died. New RSV vaccines are also recommended for adults 60 and older. They can be had at clinics and pharmacies. Doctors are urging people to get shots for flu and COVID, too. The Wisconsin legislature will have new political boundaries this year after December's state Supreme Court ruling. Governor Evers says it's a big step toward a more fair and functional state legislature.
We are a purple state. The legislature does not reflect that. We have to have competitive races. Our present legislature does not respond to that.
Evers speaking with Up North News on Civic Media. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you'd be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wy.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
Badgers beat the Buckeyes. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 15th ranked Wisconsin, battled but got the win at Ohio State. The final 71-60. Max Klesman scoring 18 points in the second half. Number 11th ranked Marquette upset at home, losing 69-62 to Butler. The Golden Eagles now have lost 3 of their last 5. College football, after 17 years at Alabama, Nick Saban announces his retirement from coaching. Saban is 72 years old. NFL, Packers and the Cowboys on Sunday. At 12-5, the Cowboys are the best team Green Bay has faced all season. I asked Jordan Love, they found a way to win against the Chiefs. Is that going to help them this week in Dallas?
Well, definitely one of the best defenses we've seen all year. But, I mean, yeah, like you said, going back to the Kansas City game, Detroit, I mean, those are 2 games we played really good defense as well. So just having that mindset, we got to play our best ball. And obviously going to the playoffs, a mindset, you know, be able to take advantage of every play, execute every play, and be able to play at a high level going against them because they do a really good job.
That's Packers quarterback Jordan Love. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Water.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow. Tonight, lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. Chance for snow. Saturday, highs around 15. One above. Cloudy skies expected. Sunday. A peek at the extended shows. One above. Monday, four above. Tuesday, and seven above on Wednesday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley. And that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
We love the new country.
You guys play the new song.
But we also love the songs we know every word to.
You guys are always playing the song I can sing along with.
Thanks for listening.
98 Q Country.
Swear that you're staying single, next thing you know, you meet a girl at a bar, and next thing you know, you get her laughing. It's 2 a.m. You're telling your buddies, 3 months in, and she ain't moving in. The next thing you know, there's a U-Haul trailer. Next thing you know, your old apartment, y'all's new place. There goes the carpet, but the deer head stays. Next thing you know, you're saving money like never before. Just spit it all at a jewelry store. Getting down on one knee on her mama's pores. Just pray she don't say no. Next thing you know, your best man gives a half-drunk speech and you're
98QCountry.com.
We were sitting up there on your mama's roof, talking about everything under the moon. With the smell of honeysuckle, your perfume. All I could think about was my next move. But you were so shy, so was I. Maybe that's why it was so hard to believe when you smiled. Kiss me all night. Are you gonna kiss me?
kiss me all night. Are we gonna do this all right? I think you know I love you a lot. I think we got a real good shot. Are you gonna kiss me all night? So we planned it all out for the middle of June.
Crazy dreams. Oh, and I'd sing out, yeah, something. Oh, the city hit that gone, really half past three.
Luke Combs there. His new one, Where the Wild Things Are. And 98Q Country, not quite as mild as we had yesterday morning today, but still 20. This will feel mild compared to what's coming. I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it's coming. 29 is what we'll get to today. We'll take that. Wind will be south at about 5 to 10 miles an hour. So a very inauspicious beginning to what's going to be a cold snap. Still 23 tomorrow. So we're going to hang on a little bit tomorrow with a northeast wind gusty 10 to 30 tomorrow. So beginning of the coolness, Saturday's high 12 above, and then temperatures will struggle. They will struggle to get much above 3-4 degrees for Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, and then probably right around 10 or later next week. So a colder snap on the way, but pretty nice today. 29 is what we're forecasting. A little bit of light snow fell in the North Woods overnight. Still not enough to crank up any trails and stuff like that. And it's just not anything significant in our forecast. Might see a little bit of light snow over the weekend with accumulation of, an inch or so. Nothing major. All right, what do we got? A Thursday, right? The 11th day of January. And we've got some news and sports for you. We give it to you twice an hour, so here you go.
ABC News, I'm Brian Clark. Governor Ron DeSantis and former UN Ambassador Nikki Haley squared off on CNN in the final debate ahead of the Iowa caucuses. A major topic, the man who was not there, the Republican frontrunner, former President Donald Trump. DeSantis highlighted Trump's legal battles.
Donald Trump's going to lose that appeal. He's going to end up going to trial in front of a stacked left-wing D.C. jury of all Democrats. What are the odds that he's going to get through that? And that's not even talking about the validity of the charges.
Closing argument set for today in the civil fraud trial in New York against Trump's businesses. The UN's International Court of Justice hearing arguments in a case filed by South Africa that accuses Israel of committing genocide against Palestinians. Israel will present its defense tomorrow. A 66-year-old man was killed and three others were hurt in an avalanche at the Palisades Tahoe Ski Resort in California. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Yesterday was by far the snowiest day of the winter season in Wisconsin so far, but Muscadet got the most snow of all, 12 inches according to the National Weather Service. Plain, Benton, and Dodgeville in southwest Wisconsin were also in the double digits. Madison got 7.5 inches, while Green Bay got closer to 4. Wisconsin is one of the leading states for vehicle crashes with wildlife. Experts fear things will get worse as more rural areas get developed.
Roads, fences, things like that are all types of fragmentation that decrease connectivity for wildlife to be able to move across the landscapes.
Jerry Romero is with the National Wildlife Federation. The federal government is rolling out a pilot program. States can apply for grants to build safe wildlife crossings. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for it's happy polka time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
Golden Eagles lose to Butler.
Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Men's college basketball, number 11th ranked Marquette Golden Eagles could not hit from the three-point line. They lost at home to the Butler Bulldogs, 69-62. Guard Sean Jones went down hard in the second half.
Don't have anything official, but it looks like Sean sustained a knee injury. We'll get an MRI.
Marquette's head coach Shaka Smart. Number 15th ranked Wisconsin with a win on the road. They beat Ohio State 71-60. The Badgers have now won 5 in a row. NFL, the Seattle Seahawks looking for a new head coach. Pete Carroll is out after 14 seasons in Seattle. He's 72. The Packers practicing indoors for Sunday's game in Dallas. Green Bay, the youngest team in the postseason. Cowboys head coach Mike McCarthy.
They got some new faces, particularly, played a lot of guys in their secondary, throughout the year.
Have seen Jordan a few times in the breakdowns. It's really just getting tuned with the matchups.
That's Mike McCarthy with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
At Northwoods Realty, we know your house is more than just wood and shingles. It's a haven. It's a place to raise a family. It's a home. That's why the realtors at Northwoods Realty put so much of themselves into their work. With a reputation for integrity and excellence, you can count on the staff at Northwoods Realty to come through for every member of your family. And don't forget your visiting family. We have the largest local vacation rental marketplace with over 60 options. Find homes, cabins, condos, and resorts. At Northwoods Realty, we sell dreams. Visit northwoodswi.com.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the January winter sale, January 12th through the 22nd, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And, of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
We're going abroad for the first time in years, to Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Start learning a new language today at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
This year, wouldn't it be great to stop dealing with thin, brittle, shedding hair and instead have the thick, healthy, gorgeous hair you've always wanted? Now you can by using Hair Volume from New Nordic. Look for Hair Volume at your local Walgreens and CVS or online at Amazon.com or NewNordicUSA.com.
Purchase new wiper blades from O'Reilly Auto Parts today and we'll install them for free. See better and drive safer with O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. Chance for snow Saturday, highs around 15. One above, cloudy skies expected Sunday. A peek at the extended shows, one above Monday, four above Tuesday, and seven above on Wednesday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently, it's 19 degrees.
Oh, what do you got there, man?
The only station that matters.
98 Q Country.
Picket fenced in, her heart's like a feather in a torso wind. Seaside breeze will bring her to life, and all them other boys say she's a goodbye girl. She'll wreck your world, leave before the morning sun. But here she is free, right next to me. Cause I ain't trying to tame her love. Somebody
listen online at 98qcountry.com. Online at 98qcountry.com. We'll be right back. school.
Yeah, right.
Somewhere out there, my ex-boyfriend's new girlfriend scrolling through my Instagram.
Song. It's called I'm Not Pretty, 98Q Country. Good Thursday to you on this 11th of January. Today will be the mildest day we will see in a while. 29 is our forecasted high, 23 tomorrow, 12 on Saturday, and then some, we'll talk about Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. I think we need to prepare ourselves not only emotionally but verbally for the cold weather, with highs of near zero expected for Sunday and Monday. We need to practice the whimpering and the whining, just, you know, that you step outside and you're like, ooh. You just, whether you do it, actually say it, or just it goes through your mind, just like, ooh, ah. Just kind of hurts that first morning you get up and it's a few degrees below zero. The good news is, that the overnight lows right now, they're not forecasting to be crazy cold, because a lot of times we see highs of zero, and then what do we see at night? Yeah, 20, 30 below. Well, right now anyway, they're saying only 10 or 11 below, which we can handle. I don't know if that's because there's not any snow on the ground or why that is, but usually, again, we see high 0, 2, 3 above. We're bracing ourselves for a cold overnight, but right now, that's not the indication, and that could change. A little bit of light snow today with, 29 the high. That wind will be south at 5 to 10. We'll talk all things Shawamigan Schools. Our district administrator, Kyle Cronin, will join us, as he does each Thursday. He'll be in at about 7:45 this morning. Visit Ken's Carpet Center in Phillips, Wisconsin, and get your best night's sleep on a spring air mattress set. Queen and full sizes on display with twin and king available. Plus, Ken will deliver no charge within 40 miles of Phillips. At Ken's, you're going to find several types of flooring and carpeting by Mohawk with installation right from the store. Also, shop a variety of consignment furniture and other unique items on display. Open 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday, Ken's Carpet Center is your K&B appliance outlet also. Stop in today or call Ken's Carpet at 715-339-4838. For measurements and installation, Ken's Carpet, right on Highway 13 in Phillips, Wisconsin.
Did you hear? The Green Bay Packers are going to the playoffs. You helped cheer the green and gold into the postseason, and you can continue to catch every play and score throughout it right here on 98Q Country, WCQM, 98.3 FM in Park Falls. What a team. Your local station for the playoffs with the Packers in Dallas against the Cowboys this Sunday at 3:30. Your hometown radio. Refresh.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. Chance for snow Saturday. Highs around 15. One above. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. A peek at the extended shows. One above Monday. Four above Tuesday. And seven above on Wednesday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Currently 17.
Okay, you ready now?
What's up, y'all? This is Sam Hunt.
I'm still learning to be human.
98Q Country.
We'll be right back.
online at 98qcountry.com.
School sports coming up for you tomorrow night. We got a doubleheader. Prentice going to be at Phillips. Girls at 5:30. Varsity boys about 7. And that's tomorrow night. Jeff Haken in the call of that Price County rivalry for you right here. We'll stream it on the Civic Media app. Also, if you haven't done so, go to your Play Store and search for Civic Media. Download that. You can listen to 98Q and our sister station 103.1 on your phone anytime you like. We got some words of wisdom to get this Thursday morning moving. Focus on the Family this morning is being brought to you by Park Pharmacy.
The size of the average American home has nearly tripled since mass housing production began in the early 1900s, from just over 900 square feet to nearly 2,500 square feet. The irony is that as houses have gotten bigger, family sizes have gotten smaller. That odd paradox indicates that priorities within American culture have shifted. We've gone from surrounding ourselves with family to surrounding ourselves with things. Luxury costs us in ways that dollar signs alone can't measure. Material wealth is a great tool, but when wealth itself becomes the top priority, our homes become more important than the people inside. We not only spend all day working to pay for things, but our free time also gets eaten up by the chores required to care for it all. Instead of making memories with our children, we're mowing, painting, and cleaning. And for what? When is enough enough? Most of us don't consider ourselves wealthy, even though we live at a comfort level past generations could only dream about. But are we satisfied? Let's be honest. No. We still want more. The truth is that more doesn't always mean better. True wealth isn't about making good money. It's about making a good life. And while our stuff might play a role in our lives, a home is more about the people who live inside it. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
The words you are about to hear are taken from letters sent in by members of the Trinity Debt Management Program.
Dear Trinity, today I'm making my final credit card payment.
Before I came to you, I was in a constant state of anxiety and panic, but now there is hope for my family's financial future.
Working with Trinity made me understand that I'm not alone.
You really do help people.
Your kindness will never be forgotten.
Without Trinity's support, I would not have achieved my lifelong goal of becoming debt-free.
We saved a lot on interest and penalties, of course, but the reward was the gift of human kindness.
Trinity has carried me through a very difficult time in my life. You're amazing.
I used to feel so anxious and hopeless. Now I feel grace and peace.
God bless Trinity as you continue to help others become debt-free.
If credit card debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-990-6976. That's 1-800-990-6976.
Your Health Mart Pharmacy in Park Falls. Park Pharmacy can be trusted to handle all your prescription needs. Your Health Mart pharmacists take the time to get to know you and explain your medications. When you need a prescription filled, come to Park Pharmacy, your Health Mart pharmacy, who has a personal commitment to their community. They care for you and about you. That's Park Pharmacy, downtown Park Falls.
Discover Park Falls charm at Decor to Adore and MSC Creations, an extension embodying family values. Owned by sisters Missy, Stormy, and Callie, both businesses epitomize family-driven creativity. Unveil love for our town with exclusive Park Falls apparel from Decor to Adore, while MSC offers bespoke handcrafted treasures like your pictures on slate. Explore captivating books, kids' toys, and unique gifts. A perfect find for everyone. Indulge in our scrumptious ice cream while browsing. At this one-stop gift shop, embrace Park Falls essence. Each visit promises delightful discoveries, uniting the heartwarming touch of family at Decor to Adore and MSC Creations, located on Division Street in downtown Park Falls, Wisconsin.
If you're looking to move out of your parents' place, you could really cut expenses by bundling your car and renter's insurance with Progressive, which is good because your little brother has gotten really territorial. You're blood related. You'd think it would be fine to share food in the fridge. I mean, who writes their name on every individually wrapped slice of cheese, Tyler? Still, you've got to admire the commitment. So bundle your renter's and car insurance with Progressive and use the savings to help you move out and have all the cheese you want. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company coverage provided in service by affiliates and third-party insurers. Not available in all states.
This message is for Karina. Our mom will finish her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Here's your 98 Q Country weatherology forecast. Overcast today with a slight chance for snow. High temperatures reach up to 29. South winds around 5 miles per hour. Chance of snow tonight. Lows dip down to around 12. Cloudy skies expected. Cloudy skies expected tomorrow. Snow likely. Highs level off around 26. Chance for snow Saturday. Highs around 15. One above. Cloudy skies expected Sunday. A peek at the extended shows, 1 above Monday, 4 above Tuesday, and 7 above on Wednesday. 4 to 8 inches of snow today through Saturday. I'm weatherology meteorologist Paul Trombley, and that's your forecast on 98 Q Country. Currently 17.
Here we go.
Here we go.
Fresh off the press and the songs you know best.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
Crank it up.
98 Q Country.
Like a 9-pound hammer. Think he even did a little time in the slammer. What was I
ran outside, hood sliding like Bo Duke. What was I thinking? I finally got her home at a half past two. Later, daddy's in a lawn chair sitting on the driveway. Put it in park as he started my way. What was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Oh, what was I thinking? Then she gave a come and get me grin. And like a bullet, we were gone.
With a bone dry bottle of Jack, I was pouring. Damn, she got some nerve.